Today we are going to hear a little bit about a new project called I Can Do It. Now, like many projects and events, it has been affected by pandemic restrictions, but hopefully back to face-to-face very, very soon. Now, to tell us more, we have a few people joining me today, actually. And first of all, we have Mel from Henshaws. So tell me, first of all, a little bit about I Can Do It.
The course is designed to help children and young people to become more independent, to learn skills that they can use in everyday life, but to also allow them to build friendships and to look at social skills and emotional skills by having fun at the same time. Eventually, when restrictions allow, we will go face to face again with the course, because I think especially for the residential that's included on the course, the face to face element is very valuable. But what COVID has taught us is that having the course online is something that we're going to keep as a great tool, because it allows children with a visual impairment from out of the area to still access the same course, to still build the friendships, to still build the skills. So I think we're going to have a mix of both when it allows.
You are looking to train other organisations to deliver the course. How will that work?
Predominantly, we send them an application form, and once they've sent that back with all the relevant details, I usually have a brief introduction with the organisation to give them the information about the course, what the objectives are of the course, and then usually they will take that away then back to the organisation, feed it back, and then send the relevant person in contact with me then, and we book a introduction training day, and I go through the actual learning platform for the course online, and we do what we call a walkthrough. So we go through each topic, each module, and I share how I would deliver that topic or module, and to ensure that they understand the activities that are with that topic and module. And I allow, obviously, for any questions at that point. And then what I do is register that individual as a learner and give them some time then. They go away and give them some time to play around with the course, to look, you know, to look at each module and task in detail. Then we devise a plan of how they're going to deliver. So it could be that they are going to deliver it online on a one-to-one basis or a group basis, or it might be that they actually just want to send it out to individuals for them to do the learning on their own with the parents or the carers or somebody else to support them.
Also joining us, we have Alice, who was a participant on one of the courses. Alice, what did you learn from it?
I think the thing that I learned most for me was when we did the things about cooking, because I always thought I wasn't very confident with things like buttering bread to make sandwiches or chopping things like vegetables. And it actually taught me that I'm a lot better at it than I thought I was. But it was also good to do other things in the course, like there was a section about facial expressions and emotions, because as a totally blind person, I rely on tone of voice to notice emotions, but it's obviously also good to at least be aware of visual cues as well. Obviously, education, employment, technology is such an important aspect of daily living, but so is being able to cook and get out and about and have that confidence, as well as having the skills. I think it's equally about having the confidence as well.
Was it easy to get immersed in? It was easy to understand?
Oh, definitely, because it was so interactive. You were always stimulated, as it were, like you always wanted to get involved. You weren't just listening to people talking to you. There was opportunities to share ideas. There was opportunities to actually do activities where you'd have to work things out for yourself. And I think it gave me that push to do a bit more.
Would you recommend this to other blind and partially sighted young people? Do you think they could get a lot from it?
Definitely. Obviously, there's a lot of skills to be learned, even if it's things that you already knew, and just having that reassurance that, oh, this is good that other people do it this way as well, but also to learn new things, especially with the residential side of it now, which I unfortunately didn't have. It's a way to make friends as well. Having the social skills that way is just as important as having the independent skills.
Also with us from Thomas Pocklington Trust is Emma. So Emma, why did Pocklington get involved in this particular course or project?
Partly off the back of me going to visit one of their residential courses last year. It was obviously pre-COVID, and I went along to observe the course, met some of the young people that were attending it, and it just struck me how much the children and young people were actually getting from the course, and as it fits in with our education and engagement strategy at the charity, it just seemed to be a really good fit. It enhances the habilitation that children and young people already get. So as Alice has already mentioned about, she grew her confidence with being able to cut and prepare food. This I Can Do It course definitely links into enhancing your habilitation as you go along your journey. But I think also what I was quite interested in was how it also develops young people's confidence and developing friendships, also down to your aspirations and your careers. So the I Can Do It course for me, and also for Thomas Pocklington Trust, is a very holistic, rounded course for young people.
If I can come back to yourself, Mel, so you're looking for more charity to take up the training so they can provide the courses. You're obviously looking for more young people to get involved as well. But if people would like to get more information, Mel, what's the best way to do that?
So they can either go straight to Henshaw's website. So that's on henshaws.org.uk. They can ring us direct if they wanted to on 0300 222 5555.
Best of luck with that. I Can Do It. Then to Mel, to Alice, and to Emma. Thanks to all of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, Alan.
Thank you.